From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump has named a new chief of staff, selecting Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. President Trump thanked his former chief of staff, Rince Priebus.
Rince is a good man. John Kelly will do a fantastic job. General Kelly has been a star, done an incredible job thus far, respected by everybody. A great, great American. Rince Priebus, a good man. Thank you very much.
President Trump made the announcement in a series of tweets Friday afternoon following days of friction between Priebus and newly named White House Communication Director Anthony Scaramucci. U.S. military officials spoke with their South Korean counterparts on Friday following a North Korean missile launch. Michael Ellman at the National Institute, at the International Institute for Strategic Studies, noted that while the missile test was expected, it may not have as much impact as one may think.
Well, it definitely changes the strategic equation once North Korea is able to credibly threaten United States territory. But the overall impact, I think, will be a lot less than people expect.
According to officials, the missile flew longer and higher than the first, according to its neighbors, leading analysts to conclude that a wide swath of the United States, including Los Angeles and Chicago, are now within range of Pyongyang's weapons. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. A spokesman for the Prime Minister's office announced shortly after the court issued its ruling that Sharif has accepted the court's decision despite serious reservations and relinquished the charge of office. This is VOA News.